Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, RV, motorcycle, whatever it may be. The great people at Purdy Insurance will make sure that you're fully covered and do everything they can to save your money. Incredible. And they do a great job of customer service. It means everything to them. Everything. And you're the beneficiary of it. That's why you go with Purdy Insurance. They're the best in the business. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So the playoffs are tonight. Todd is all excited. Got a big party going on. Suit went out and bought a snow shovel because he thinks he's at the game. Like, what are you doing?
Well, he might need it tonight. We are supposed to get 5 inches here.
You're getting 5 inches of snow tonight? Really?
That's what it said. Well, it said when I came in. But yeah, the stuff we were talking about last week has moved to tonight into tomorrow morning for around here.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Jeez, didn't know that. How about that? That's, wow, impressive.
Yeah, that's all today needs is to shovel 5 inches of snow in 4-degree weather tonight.
Oh, you complain so much.
I know. The suit said it's an inch or two now of snow.
Hmm.
According to AccuWeather.
Great.
Nah, there's... I'd much rather 2 inches of snow and 32 degrees. I do not like this cold in the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Wow. The Penguins have scored twice. They lead Seattle 2-0 in the second period. So the Penguins are on the board.
That was quick. We were only on break for 5 minutes.
It's hockey's a fast game, man.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, what we got? And Michigan and Ohio State had a long review. How'd the Penguins score here? Crosby scored. Yeah, there's a shock. 25 goals now for Sidney Crosby this season, and Drew O'Connor. So they scored 49 seconds into the second period, and then less than 3 minutes later, Crosby scored on an unassisted goal. O'Connor's goal is assisted by Brian Rust and Geno Malkin. So, yeah. Perfect day to watch hockey.
Definitely.
Sixers lead Houston 65-40, minute to go, first half. Let's see. Sixers, Joel Embiid, 26 points, 4 rebounds. He's 7 of 11 from the field so far. He's got 26 of the 65 points. Houston's playing way better this year. They're 19-19. I didn't realize Houston was playing that well. I give them credit.
Well, I think getting some of the veterans they got with some of those young kids, they picked up Fred VanVleet. Somebody else, and you know the Sagun guy inside the center has played much better this year too.
Yeah, he's got 10 and 5 today so far. VanVleet's another one of those guys. Remember I talked about football players earlier I said, you got to look at a guy as a football player, not always just, yeah, I mean, you got to be a good athlete, right? But knows how to play. Van Fleet's a perfect example. You watch him at Wichita State, always made the right plays, good shooter, right? Not the best athlete on the floor, but knew how to play the game. And now you see what kind of NBA career he's carved out between Toronto and Houston. He's been really good. So, I mean, that's another case of that. And let's see, anybody else here? Buffalo 2-0 in the third over San Jose. Florida Anaheim 2-2 in the second. Columbus, where I'm Saturday. And Vancouver 2-2 in the second in Columbus at Nationwide. Michigan with a 67-63 lead over Ohio State with 2 minutes to play at Chrysler in Ann Arbor. They had a long stoppage on that one. Bruce Thornton, 17. Roddy Gale has 12. Felix Apara has 10. The guy that struggled today has been Jamison Battles. He's got 5. This guy's been their second leading scorer. Transfer from Minnesota. Great left-handed three-point shooter. He's only 1 of 6 in threes today. Meanwhile, Dougie Fresh doing all right. It's a home game, so Doug McDaniel gets to play, and he's got 15 points. And Olivier Kamwa, the transfer from Tennessee, has 16, and Terrence Williams, who was a teammate of Miles Dredd at Gonzaga, and a classmate of Olu Fashanu at Gonzaga, and a classmate of Caleb Williams at Gonzaga, has 14 points today. It's quite the high school.
I was going to say, that's quite the senior class.
Yeah, that's quite the group, huh? Penn State, when they played in the Big Ten tournament in D.C., they practiced at Gonzaga. So I've been there. So that's one of the things about this job. I've been so fortunate. I've been to a lot of cool places. You know, I always like to travel anyway, so that's why. I realize that some of the travels, like the same places over and over again. Man, I got that. Because Penn State now has been in the Big Ten, 31 seasons?
Wow. That's hard to believe.
I know. And so I probably have been to, let's do a minimum number. Because you don't play everybody every year. But I've been to each place in the Big Ten, with the exception of Nebraska and Maryland, at least 25 times. All right, and that's football, basketball. All right. Now, why didn't you say Rutgers? Remember, Rutgers was in the Atlantic 10. So I was there a lot. I was there literally every year. Plus, there was the tournament championship game there 1 year. I also did an NIT quarterfinal game there 1 year. So I've been to Rutgers as often as I've been to Big Ten schools. Traveling all over the place, you get to see so many different things if you take the time to do it. Sometimes you don't have the time to do it. But, yeah, the traveling part's pretty cool. I've been really fortunate. Okay, here they're calling for a tenth of an inch this afternoon, 1 inch of snow here tonight.
That's way different than the 14 inches that we were talking about a week ago.
I know, it's way better. Tomorrow, 2/10, so Dick Girardi's going to drive in the day of the game. Now they're talking about snow on Thursday, Friday. Let's see, Thursday, maybe an inch, Friday, 2.5 inches. Yeah, I got to fly, no big deal. Hey, can't wait. Gas up the plane, here we go.
Well, snows, maybe it gets a touch warmer. You won't have to deal with de-ice in the plane.
Well, with the snow, you do have to de-ice it.
Well, there you go.
But Columbus is a great airport. That's no issue. I mean, John Glenn Airport, that's fine. It's just a question getting in and out of there. And believe me, they have all that stuff here. So that's not an issue here either. I'll tell you, the place that's an issue, believe it or not, is Illinois. Illinois, at least as of a couple of years ago, did not have de-icing equipment. They used to have to take the plane and park the plane inside a hangar, then bring it out. Okay, let it go. Like, really?
Like remembering to put the car in the garage.
Well, it's just like, I mean, I told you the story about the blizzard, right?
I'm not sure I know this one.
This was in 2011. Penn State playing really well. Taylor Battle, Jeff Brooks, those guys, they're going to make the NCAA tournament. They eventually make the NCAAs. Lost to Temple in the first round when Juan Fernandez hit a shot at the buzzer. But they're playing at Illinois. And the Temple game and the Illinois game are linked. And the reason they're linked is this. Penn State has to fly to Champaign to play the game. It's going to be a 9 o'clock game. Now, what day of the week? I don't know. I can't remember what day of the week it was. Faulty memory. So we fly in, and we're going to play at 9 o'clock at night. So they tell us, hey, look, they're going to have a blizzard out there. It's already started to snow. Be at the airport by 3:30. Okay. So Steve makes sure he's there about 3:10, 3:15. And then it's 3:30. Then it's 4. 4:30. 5. 5:30. Like, I'm just looking around like going, why am I here? I've been here for 2 minutes. And of course, I made a couple calls like, hey, what's going on? Ed kept practicing, Ed DeCellis, right? And I'm like, the longer I'm sitting here, which means the longer we're staying here, the worse it's getting out there. But, hey, you know, I'm not in charge. Just make sure you're there on time. That's all I got to do. It's not my job to have an opinion on it.
Okay.
So finally, a little bit after 6 o'clock, they show up. I'm like, okay. Because they were practicing. I'm like, okay. Great. So we load up, get on the plane, and as soon as we take off, they announce to us that Indianapolis is closed. But Champaign is still open. I looked over at Dave Baker. I said, how can Indianapolis be closed and Champaign's open? I mean, come on. I mean, there are two different realms of airport here. Halfway through, we get told Champaign, shockingly, is closed. Okay. Now all the stars have aligned. He then announces that we are going to Evansville. Evansville. Okay, that's interesting. But that's no big deal. The pilot tells us it's only 100 miles southwest of the city. I looked over at Dave, and I said, hey, Dave, what the heck's he talking about? He goes, well, no, that's not so bad. I said, Dave, Evansville is south to southeast of Champaign. I said, it's over 200 miles away. He goes, no. He said, it's southwest of 100. I said, well, he's wrong. Well, we get to Evansville, we land. So Dave, of course, now he's got to get a hotel set up and buses and things like that. We're going to stay overnight in Evansville. But the first thing he does at the FBO is he walks up and he says, so how far and where are we from Champaign? The woman says, well, we're south-southeast of Champaign. He says, it's about 232 miles. And he looks over at me and I went, yeah. It's like, we got a long way to go tomorrow on the bus in a snowstorm. Right? So we get hotel room. Dave does a brilliant job. Brilliant. Gets us hotel rooms at a Clarion in Evansville. And then the bus driver does a phenomenal job. We bus up the Indiana side of the state all the way up, taking our time. The one time he tried to pass, he went out and the bus fishtailed. And he got control of it, slid it back into the right lane, and never tried to pass the rest of the way. Went through Terre Haute, where Indiana State is, kept on going, got to Danville, then made the left and got onto, I think it's Interstate 74 or something like that. And we get there in time for shoot around at 2 in the afternoon. Right. So we go to shoot around, the whole thing, boom, check into the hotel over at the iHotel. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Central Time game, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Play the game. Now, it is snowing, Todd, to beat the band. I mean, it is just just, but the hotel is literally across the street from the arena, so it's no big deal. If we could, if we had to walk, we could walk over. It'd take 5 minutes. Okay, that the I Hotel is right across the street from the arena. So boom, we get in there, play the game. That's where Jeff Brooks dislocated his shoulder. Boom, popped it out in this game. And now to link it to the Temple game, Penn State's up 8 on Temple in complete control of the game. They can't control Brooks. They can't control Penn State. And Jeff popped his shoulder again. And the original injury was in this Illinois game. So Penn State loses the Illinois game. Go back. We're going to stay overnight there. It's snowing to beat the band overnight. And then the next day, we have to bus. Okay, they don't bring the plane up to Champaign. No. We had to bus all the way back down to Evansville, which is 4 hours. I mean, like, it's a four-hour bus ride. Right? It's 232 miles. Right? In fact, it's got to be maybe 5 hours. Cause, I mean, it took us that long to bus up. I mean, we left really early in the morning to get up by 2 o'clock. Right? And so we bust this, but except this time we bust down the Illinois side all the way down. So I've seen downstate. We got back at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night the next night. It's like, hey. So, yeah. That was, well, I've seen downstate Indiana. I've seen downstate Illinois. I've seen them both. Can't really tell you how green they are. They were both very, very white because they both had so much snow.
I was going to say, it probably looks a lot like Orchard Park does today.
Yeah, exactly. But it was quite the storm. I mean, boy, amazing. All right. We'll take a break. And you're always going to get a story like that every season. I mean, that happens every season. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Penn State wrestling won big yesterday, like 46-0 over Indiana. Hit 5 tech falls. Yeah, they're pretty good. Sold out 6,500 yesterday. And the Lady Lion basketball program yesterday won its 1,000th program game. 1,000 wins in the 59-year history of the program. So there you go. So congrats to them. And Carolyn Keeger's team's having a really good year. Really good year. How about the takedown advantage yesterday? 35-0. 35-0 takedown advantage. Kale Sanderson said afterward, quote, "We matched up pretty well with them." Really?
Master the understatement.
Hey, you know what? That's just a quiet way of saying just we're better, but Kale does it in a classy way.
Wow.
Right, he says, "Hey, look, we matched up pretty well with him." He's right, and he's right about that. But Josh Barr wrestled yesterday, and Barr won 13-4. He went instead of Bertie Truax, the multi All-American. Who weighed in at 184, but again, illness kept him out yesterday. But 46-0.
Wow.
That is just another wow moment for the wow program. What did Indiana do? Indiana was undefeated. What were they, 26th coming in? Does that make sense?
I think it was something like that.
Okay.
It's amazing to me. I guess amazing is not the right word, but just reload after reload after reload. You'd think they'd have. I mean, even 2 losses for them would probably be a down year. You'd think he would have at least 1 2 loss year.
Yeah. Doesn't happen.
It now, does not.
Okay. But you know, there's a lot of reasons for it. He's a big reason for it, of course, and his staff. But I never want to leave out the staff part of it. I mean, nobody's changed. Okay? Nobody's changed. Ask yourself, why have all those guys stayed? They win championship after championship after championship. You would think that the assistants would be so highly sought after, and somebody would come after them with a bucket of money, which they probably have, and they've stayed. It's kind of like Chris Daly, the assistant coach to Gina Auriemma at UConn. She's never left. Right?
No, I think only one or two of his assistants have left.
I'm saying, but she has never left.
She's never left.
Right? Same thing with Cale's staff. Nobody on his staff has left.
I'm sure it's comfort level. I'm sure somebody's ponying up a little extra money, depending on who's sniffing around.
And it's also, look, Cale has a program that is run on work ethic and loyalty. It means a lot. And loyalty is a two-way street.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Prudy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Why? They're the best in the business. You always want to go with the best. They're the best because customer service means everything to you. And insurance? You name the need, they can fill it. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, whatever. Bundles, they'll do everything they can to save you money while making sure you're fully insured. Customer service, you mean everything to them. You're not a number. At Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Great people who are great at their job. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Michigan beat Ohio State today in basketball, 73-69. I believe both teams now have the same record as Penn State in conference play. They're both 2-4 now. Penn State plays the only undefeated team in conference play in Wisconsin tomorrow night at 9. Wisconsin is not the Wisconsin you've seen over the years. I know it's easy. They play low possessions. They you take a moment, watch a game. Okay. They're different. They are firing more threes. They're more athletic. A.J. Storr is an excellent athlete. They're playing the game with more pace. Still a good defensive team. Klizmet's played really well the last couple of games. He had 24 against Northwestern. They still have Wall and Crowell. Crowell's been in a little bit of a slump lately. Wall's played well. And they got a couple guys off the bench that play well. I mean, they have adapted to the 2024 game. They are no longer playing like it's 1924. They play like it's 2024. They're here tomorrow night at 9 for the game. Then next will be Ohio State. Ohio State will be playing at home, completely different ball game for them. They lost at Michigan today, 73-69. And the Ohio State has not won a road game since January 1st last year when they won at Northwestern. How about that? That's amazing. That's amazing. But there is one other note on Ohio State. As we know, Gene Smith, the powerful athletic director at Ohio State, is retiring. I don't know if any of you have ever had a chance to talk to him. I personally like and respect Gene. Haven't had long conversations with him, but I like and respect him. And it looks like they have zeroed in on Texas A&M athletic director Ross Bjork to be the athletic director there. And they're hoping to have it done by the week. Okay. They're hoping by the end of this week it's all set. Pete Thamel's reporting. That despite nothing said by the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams is going to enter the NFL draft. This is the final day that underclassmen can declare. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. So Caleb Williams into the draft. It looks like the person Ohio State has locked in on to be their athletic director is Ross Bjork from Texas A&M. Then there's this story Adam Rittenberg wrote about the American Football Coaches Association convention. It took place last week in Nashville. 7,000 coaches there, right? Some looking for jobs. Others want to discuss the biggest challenges, right? Adam writes, multiple coaches use the words like chaos and mess to describe the current state of college football. One group of five coaches said, quote, it would be hard to screw up the sport more if you tried. Whomever that coach is, you are absolutely right. All right. One coach did say, a Big 12 coach said, quote, we make $2 million to $10 million per year. We are paid to deal with this stuff. But we also want our voices to be heard and note that that we have predicted these challenges years ago if they went in this direction. Todd Berry, who's the American Football Coach Association executive director, and by the way, highly respected, said many of the things we suggested in the transfer portal infancy and the NIL infancy was circled back many times to what the coaches suggested from the very get-go. Now, he's retiring, but another highly respected guy who just retired as a head coach, Craig Bohl, who coached at Wyoming and at North Dakota State, is taking over. So when we had our FBS head coaches meeting, you could sense the frustration in the room about many things because we propose things and other people in the NCAA act like it's the first time they ever heard them. Okay? Coaches weighed in on teams, transfer portal transactions, NFL draft decisions, and other topics. You cannot run any operation, whether it is sports or a business, from the fetal position. You can't. Right? The NCAA has been operating out of the fetal position for years now. Now, before, you know, they would make decisions, you know, they'd eventually get challenged and so forth. And of course, they do lose in court. And I understand all that. But at least they were making some decisions. Doesn't mean they were all right. Okay? Doesn't mean they were all right. But now they don't make any decisions. And that's, I mean, they just kind of, they act like they can't do anything about anything. Look, just do it. Get challenged. Fight it. And keep fighting it. Take it all the way up so there's some parameters as to what's going on. Make some decisions. You're going to get challenged on it? You're going to get challenged on it. Fine. But you're open to challenges because you have been operating in the fetal position now for years.
Even if they do challenge and lose, at least there'll be, at least the coaches and the other people will know what they can and can't do. I'm not sure people, you know, I think that the people that are committing or doing it illegally are realize that there's not going to be a lot of repercussions for what they do right now.
Yeah. Look, you just got to do it. Just say, here are the rules. This is who we are. You want to play. See, what's interesting is, let's take college basketball for a moment. Okay. In college basketball, you don't have to play. LaMelo Ball with the Charlotte Hornets bypassed college basketball and went and played, I think, in Europe. R.J. Hampton bypassed college basketball. He played a year in New Zealand. Other players have done the same thing where they bypassed, and now you can go to the G League if you want to play for a year and then go, right?
Yeah, I think that's what Jalen Green did for the Rockets.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And you can do that. The difference is that with college football, you don't have that option. It's not like, hey, I'm going to go to the European League and play. What European League? I'm going to go to the Australian League and play. What Australian League? And instead of the NBA's one-and-done rule in its collective bargaining agreement, the NFL has three. You have to be out of high school 3 years before you're eligible for the draft. So you don't have it to say, that's the difference between college football and basketball. In basketball, you have other choices. Baseball, you can go right to a team that drafts you at the age of 18. If you decide to go to college, you've got to be in 3 years.
Okay.
But you have the option at 18 to go right away. The vast majority are not ready right away. I've seen so many examples here of that here and with other teams. But you have those options. Hockey, you can play juniors. Right? A lot of the hockey players that play at Penn State and other teams, like Michigan State's a really old team. I mean, there are NHL teams that are younger.
Okay.
But college football, that is the difference. You really don't have another outlet. In the NBA, there are all sorts of outlets instead of going to college. If you want to just bypass it and play someplace for a year, 2 years, you can do it. Right? College football, you really can't. That's why they've got to have something in place that makes sense and make the rules saying, hey, look, you want to play college football, we give you a scholarship, we give you cost of attendance, we give you the opportunity at NIL. Like, okay? But these are the rules surrounding it. Give them rules. Make it work. Right? They refuse to do it. Okay, the Iowa caucus is today. Right? Suit's not in today because he thinks he can go caucus. And, like, you know, you don't live there. It scares me. I worry. So 8 years ago. Did I ever tell you this one?
I don't
eight
know.
Years, 8 years ago, we're supposed to play on a Wednesday night. And the weather is going to be bad. I know you're shocked. The weather's going to be bad in Iowa.
Yeah.
I think the issue is going to be wind. So Ed DeChellis, who's not a great... No, it's not Ed. I'm sorry. It was Pat Chambers. Pat Chambers is the coach at the time. They make the decision that we need to go on Monday. We're going to practice there Tuesday and then play the game Wednesday, then come back. Well, we fly in on a Monday, and it's the night of the Iowa caucus. So we land in Cedar Rapids, and we bus from Cedar Rapids down to Iowa City. And actually, we're staying in Coralville, just outside of Iowa City. And the hotel is filled with people. I mean, filled. Like, holy mackerel. Wow. And they have... At this Coralville, it was a Hyatt. It was a Marriott. Now it's a Hyatt. So it was the Coralville Marriott at the time. They have an area called the library. And when you come out of the lobby to the left, you make a left, and on the right-hand side is the library, and the left-hand side, a little hallway where the elevators are. Okay? Well, we go by the library, and that's where CNN is set up to do live shots. Wow. So Dick Girardi and I said, hey, we got to get a bite to eat. And we go down to, accommodation bar restaurant, okay? Typical of any hotel. And the two of us are sitting there, and we look over at this table in the corner, and there's this guy with his hands in his face and almost like face down, right? And for the moment is alone. And all of a sudden, he picks his face up, and the two of us look at each other and go, geez, that's Jeb Bush. Like, and it was a bad night.
I was going to say, if it was the Iowa caucuses 8 years ago, he was not having a good night.
It was like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Donald Trump. I guess they all did well. But Jeb Bush got, buried, okay? in a political sense. And he's over there, and he's having a few beverages. And Dick and I are like, oh, tough night. Jeez. You know, felt bad for the guy just because not, you know, didn't matter to us who won the thing, right? It was just, you know, you kind of throw your heart and soul into something, and you get that result. Not good, right? So I was like, oh. So now we're going to walk back, and the team was eating in the back area, in the ballroom area. So Dick and I are walking down, and we want to talk to the coaches. We want to talk to Pat and the coaches about a couple things about the game and also get the schedule for practice. So we're walking down the hallway, going to the back area, and the players come up, and the players stop us. Mr. Jones, Mr. Girardi, yeah. You won't believe who we saw, right? And Dick says, yeah, we saw him too. Can't believe it. Jeb Bush is here in the hotel. And the four players we're talking to get this quizzical look on their face like, oh? He says, no. He says, the guys from Duck Dynasty are here. Says, you won't believe it. The guys from Duck Dynasty there, we got to meet them. It was great. Like, okay.
Actually, wrong Jeb. I think one of those guys' name is Jeb.
I think, yeah. But Dick was like, Dick, yeah, we saw him in the bar. Jeb Bush is here. And they looked at him like, who is Jeb Bush? They said, the Duck Dynasty, anyway, we talked to him. It was great, great, guys. We got pictures. Oh, I want to be president of the United States. And people don't know who you are, but they know who the dudes from Duck Dynasty are. Other than that, I think it went really well.
The suit just came in and said that they still have not cleared off all the seats yet in Buffalo, according to the Pittsburgh Radio Network.
Oh, is that the same one that said their game is going to be in Cleveland?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. We'll come back more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. Wrapping up for today, Steelers and Buffalo in a little bit more than 90 minutes in Orchard Park. They'll have some snow flurries to snow showers. Field is clear. They're still clearing seats. That's fine. That'll work. It'll be fine.
I'm more worried about Bill being warm now.
Oh, he's got a space heater. He'll be fine. That's what he told us. He told us he's bringing a space heater. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Right. I suppose it depends on which way the wind blows there, but you are enclosed on three sides. Right, it's better than nothing. And anybody who says, I always love when somebody says, "Oh yeah, they're from Kansas City. They know how to play in that stuff." Yeah, the Miami guys, no, look, there's nobody who knows how to play in this stuff. Nobody. You get used to it. You don't. I mean, we've lived here forever. Are you used to it? I mean, I know it's going to happen, but are you used to it?
No.
No. I go outside and I go, geez, it's cold. Right? All the time. I'll say that. I mean, I remember one time, we're going to Ohio State this weekend. I remember one time we had to leave the day of the game because it was literally over at Scotia Range, which is in at State College, because of the location, the little valley of it, it's the coldest area in the State College area because of the way it's, the proximity of it. It was 27 below zero there. 27 below. And they couldn't get the plane out. I was like, okay. So we flew in the day of the game, and the high temperature that day in Columbus when we played was 8 below zero. Just, okay. Like I've been through it. It doesn't, you know, but you don't do, you never get used to it. I mean, oh, you know, Josh Allen, he's used to it. He's not used to it. Come on, nobody's used to it. You do it because you have to do it. Maybe you rely on some experience as to maybe how to grip a ball or anything like that. You know, maybe. But now anybody who says, oh, yeah, you know, they're used to it. No, they're not. Nobody is. Are you kidding me? Nobody is.
I did see on the broadcast of the Miami-Kansas City game that with the heaters, if you stood between the 40s and got in the right spot, it was like 40 degrees on the sidelines. But if you stepped out of that little area, it was back down to like -7 or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it just doesn't take long. I mean, goodness, I mean, I'd go into, if it was really a windy day, I'd make frequent trips to the injury tent. Right? I mean, I'm not because I'm hurt.
No.
Just to get yourself out of the wind. Right? Just to get out of it. I mean, I'm surprised more like quarterbacks don't go in there. Like, take the iPad, go and sit in there for a while until they tell you to come out. I'm surprised more quarterbacks don't do that. I mean, you know, especially if it's a windy day.
I can't believe that's the first time I've heard of that, because that sounds like a pretty smart idea.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right? I mean, I'd take the iPad in with me and, like, take a good long look as, okay, here are the what pictures do we have here. Bang, bang, bang. I guess we should say Microsoft Surface, right?
Yeah, the right one.
Right. But at least you're out of the wind. It doesn't mean it's any warmer. But, you know, it's... boy. All right. Steelers, Bills, 90 minutes away. Eagles, Bucks tonight. Todd, thanks as always, my friend.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.